Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Again, this speaking in tongues is that foreign language, and people would have the ability to share the gospel to foreigners, if you will, in their language, in their tongues. So that's why I say, I wish you could all, it'd be great if you could all of you speak with tongues, so there wouldn't be no pride, there wouldn't be no arrogance among the church. And at the same time, maybe you could meet some foreigner, God gives you that gift, and you could share the gospel with them in the tongue. That's the thought, okay? And again, with thought, Paul is a missionary. I have a note here. Paul is a missionary, and now he's speaking his heart language of sharing the gospel to people all over the world. He said, wouldn't it be great if everybody could speak in tongues so that when you go somewhere and you would understand, you couldn't understand their language, and God gave you that gift and you could speak in that tongue. And Paul had that missionary heart about sharing that gospel. So I think that was the thought here. However, Paul followed that thought about all you speaking in tongues with this statement. But rather, notice that word in verse number 5, but rather. The word but rather means to a greater degree. And by far, what would be far greater than speaking in tongues, I'd rather that y'all prophesy. Right? We know what prophesying is. We talked about this for weeks. Literally, it's proclaiming the word of God. We think of it as foretelling something in the future, and it does have something to do with that. But literally, what he's speaking about here is forth, F-O-R-T-H, telling, not F-O-R-E telling, but forth telling. Speaking the word of God as God gives it to them. It would be more excellent if you'd be prophesying, speaking the word of God, and then even all the membership and speaking in foreign languages. So with that, let me read that verse again. I would that you all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh in tongue with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Again, he says, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Without interpretation, the church could not understand the message. He talks about in next few verses about being a barbarian. The word barbarian, and we'll look at it in just a minute, is that word in the Greek, barbaros. Actually, when somebody was speaking in that language, it would sound like this, bar, 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 bar. In their language, it makes no sense. What is he speaking? And that's what he's saying here, that except one interpret, nobody would have any earthly idea what is being said. And that, and the purpose of that was that the church would receive edification. The word edify means to be built up. Verse number 6. Now, brethren, if, that's a big word, by the way, if, go back to chapter number 13. Paul said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, though I have all faith that I can remove mountains and have not charity, prophecy, nothing. It's something about, though I, and then he says this, and though I give my body to be burned, that was it. And though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. When he said, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, Paul did not say he spoke of the tongues of men and of angels. He said, even if I had the ability to speak with the tongues of all these tongues and all the angels and have not love, does me no good. So again, here in verse number 6, Paul reemphasizes that. Now, brethren, if I did come unto you speaking with tongues or another language, what shall I profit you? How would it benefit you? By the way, the word now in this verse is not relating to time when we say, well, now. The word now in this verse is used as a logical conclusion. He said something, and now he says now. He brings that thought to a logical conclusion that he is saying, really, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what will you be profited? If you don't understand it, how would it profit you? It's interesting. How will you be edified? Well, you couldn't if you couldn't understand what is being said. Paul then listed 4 ways that he might speak the word of God so that they could understand here in verse number 6. Let me read verse number 6 one more time. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit except I speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine? Remember that just speaking in tongues don't help you. Don't be a one bit if you don't understand what we're saying. But if I speak to you in revelation, the word revelation literally means a disclosure of truth coming from God. It's revealing. He said that would help you. Not the speaking in tongues, but something that is revealed to me from God. If I give that to you, boy, it would really profit you. It would really help you. Then he gives that word knowledge. It's that word gnosis. It's a general understanding of God's word, an understanding of God's word. It's one thing to read God's word. It's another thing to hear God's word. It's quite another thing to understand God's word. And again, that's what Paul is driving home, that if I came to speak with you in a tongue and you didn't understand it, it doesn't help you one bit. But if I speak to you in revelation, something from God's, by the way, we have no more revelation today. This is when Paul was talking about 2,000 years ago. They didn't have the completed word of God. So God revealed things to Paul and he revealed it to the people. As a matter of fact, that's what the word, the book of the Revelation is. It means a revealing when we get the last book of the New Testament. It's not the revelations, plural. I hear people, even preachers say sometimes, turn to the book of Revelations, plural. It's not revelations. It's the revelation. Amen. Revelation. The revealing that is going to take place. And by the way, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. So when that book was completed, all revelations was done away with. But when Paul was speaking, he said, if I come to you with revelation, something from God, brother, sister, it sure would help you. Or this gift of knowledge, to help you understand some things. That's what that gift was all about. Then we get the word prophesying. It's speaking through the Holy Word through the gift of foretelling. That would sure help you. And then this other word, doctrine. So Paul gave four examples of how speaking so that you could understand, it will help you through revelation, through knowledge, through prophesying, and through doctrine. All four of these manners of speaking would edify the church and it would benefit everyone involved. He's not de-emphasizing tongues. He's more emphasizing these other gifts of how more important they are. So don't lose that, okay? The gift of tongues was important in that day, but these others were much more important, much more valuable. That's why he said follow after these gifts, because they edified the whole church. Verse number 7. Here's another great example. And even things without life giving sound. Things that don't have a heartbeat. In other words, he uses it like a pipe or a harp. I had the neatest thing happen in our yard Friday evening. I go out to just check on some things out there. And I saw a little round thing in the yard about that big, just off the porch there, just out there in the grass. And I go, it was a baby turtle about that big around. Then I looked, and there's another one. And I went inside and got a little bowl. And wound up, I found, Latrice and Kayla come out to help me. We found 13 that had, little baby, that just, they just hatched. And right there at the edge of the patio, I got a picture of it. One was coming out of the hole. The hole was about that big around. And they were hanging. I'd never seen that before. It was actually still coming in dirt, and it was pushing its way out, you know. So I got a video of that. It's really cool. And we counted 13 of them. We found 12, and we named them by the apostles.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.